When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hello, Bo. So have y'all ever been in the grocery store and got some exciting news?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think of like where I've been when I've gotten like a phone call that something good had happened.
So I have. Okay. I got the news when I was in Kroger one day when I got the phone call from my boss's boss at my previous job, saying he was going to give me his ticket to the Super Bowl. So I went to the Super Bowl in 2009, 2010, whatever, 2009 season, watched the Saints
Super
Colts,
Bowl,
Super Bowl 44. Next to my daughter's being born, still probably the best day of my life.
Always.
So Michael Penix was in a grocery store when he got some news.
I love it. Good for him.
So they're not even going to call you into the, they're just going to be like, hey man, so you're going to be starting quarterback come Sunday. Good luck. And then click.
Yeah, that's usually how it happens.
Well, because they weren't in on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, they had
the day off on Tuesday.
Yeah, they had the day off on Tuesday.
They must have had long conversations about it on Tuesday to try to figure it out. And then so he knows Wednesday morning.
Like,
get here bright and early because you're the guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he was going to be getting there bright and early anyway, but get here bright and early because you're the guy. Obviously, it's amazing news for him. I'm incredibly excited about it.
How big a fist pump did he do?
Said he was so nervous he couldn't even eat his Costco hot dog afterwards.
Well, see, that was the next one I was going to play for you.
Sometimes you get it too. You're so excited you don't want to eat or something like that.
Because
I bet Eddie grabbed it late. They were jumping up and down.
Yeah.
And the Costco people were like, damn. Because I'm sure people know who Michael Penix is now.
That's fun. Like, somebody knew Penix was a starter of the Falcons before almost anybody else knew if you were in that Costco and you saw him.
Yeah, but smart enough if somebody did. Hey, Mike, why are you so excited? He's smart enough to not say, oh, I just got to him to start.
Probably
smart
you think? Because
Yeah. I'm going to wait till the coach says something.
Who wouldn't be excited about the deal of a Costco hot dog and a drink for $1.50?
I've never had a Costco hot dog.
So I've never had.
Am I missing?
It's more about the price than it is about.
Oh, okay. The way people talk about it.
It's
like
a hot dog.
Like they hitting.
It's a good hot dog.
People talk about the hot dogs and the pizza.
Like Samson loves the pizza.
It's all good.
Yeah, Samson loves the pizza.
It's just a great price. And the fact that we're in 2024 and the hot dog and drink combo still costs $1.50.
Oh, really?
Like it did in 1992, which is awesome. The founder of Costco literally told the new CEO, if you ever change that, I will kill you.
Damn.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why Michael Penix was in line.
Maybe it was.
Yeah. He went hungry. Just lose the damn.
That must be a damn good hot dog.
Dude, I'm obviously.
I bet he doesn't have to stand in line no more.
Yeah, I mean, you know me, because I know you and Mama, you and Ash, y'all going to New York tomorrow.
Yeah.
You got to get one.
Oh, yeah, like a street hot dog.
Yeah, you got to get
that's
one.
That's a good idea.
Okay, yeah, you got to get one.
Like end of the night kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
gotta,
a good idea.
You got to get one. And you got to worry about catching the taxi, because they going to stop for you.
Yeah, you're right about that.
They going to stop for you.
You're right.
It's like, damn, dog.
No problem.
Don't turn your light off when you're approaching me.
Are they lucky dogs in New York?
I don't know.
Are lucky dogs all the way up there?
I don't know.
Lucky dogs in New Orleans, you talk about all the cuisine in New Orleans. A lucky dog from the lucky dog stand?
Yeah.
Bro, you'll never eat a better
hot
dog.
You're just talking about like the sausage, the hot dog man on, on the corner with the stand.
Yeah.
Like the umbrella and he's got the grill going and also, like Michael Penix, that's relationship effort right there. This man's with his girlfriend at Costco the week before Christmas.
Yes.
That's
the hell wrong with you.
They're doing, they're like going to the store and doing Christmas show. Like, can you imagine how busy it must have been
it's
in there?
Packed in there, dog.
Good for Penix.
Yeah, man.
That's a man putting in, that's his girlfriend. That's a man who wants, that's a man who wants a wife.
Not sure what Michael Penix was in Costco shopping for, but maybe he was in there buying video games. So it turns out the EA College Football 25, the one that just came out, best-selling sports video game in U.S. history.
I believe it. It was gone for so long.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was gone for so long. People loved it, and obviously it's it came back. And so, yeah, I'm not surprised by that
That's
at all.
That's crazy.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
All you got to do.
Every version of Madden that's ever came out. Or
well, if they
the
canceled Madden
NCAA.
For 10 years and then started it up again, Madden would probably, that version would probably be the highest-selling, too. People loved that game. Like, people were religious about that game. And then it went away for a decade. And then it came back. It's all about building
That's
the hype.
Nuts. They built the hype, and the game's pretty good, too.
They didn't. I mean, obviously, they didn't do that on purpose. They would have preferred to have the 10 years of sales, probably.
Yeah. NIL changed the world.
Yeah, it makes sense. Who was on the cover of that? It was Quinn Ewers.
Travis Hunter.
And then it was Donovan Edwards, right? The running back from Michigan. Okay, got it.
So, speaking of Madden, if you're not looking forward to watching a regular version of the Chiefs game on Saturday on Peacock, you will be able to watch a Madden-powered version on Peacock. Texans Chiefs on Saturday, December 21st. A streaming-only broadcast will feature Madden NFL 25 graphical elements, route trees, player ratings, and more. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
I may have that on one TV.
I just
the real broadcast on another.
I just like watching regular games.
Me too.
Like, I'm a fan of that. But it's, you know, for like, if you're a big Simpsons fan, they had that for you. They had the Toy Story one last year. Now they got this if you like playing Madden. It's good that there's alternatives for everybody.
Options.
I just hope they make sure they keep the regular broadcast.
That's all
I
need.
It's not so cringy like Madden when, I mean, the Simpsons one.
Oh, is it cringy?
It was, because it wasn't like the cartoon Simpsons. It was like a DreamWorks Pixar type
thing. You know what it looked like? And I know I'm not the only one, and I know Mama splurged for this back in the day because I was so excited. You remember the electric football?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Mina Kimes was on there, and they were making all the jokes about the armpits and of America and where Springfield really was, which we still don't know.
Yeah. That's what kind of had it.
Hopefully it's not the one in Missouri. That's one of the worst places I've ever been to.
Is there a nuclear power plant there?
I don't know. Should be.
Speaking of Madden, it appears that a certain player's Madden rating got a trade nixed. Rumor has it that New York Jets owner Woody Johnson nixed a trade to where he would have acquired Cleveland Browns wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, but his Madden rating was so low that he didn't want to go ahead with the trade. Now, this comes from Woody Johnson's two teenage sons. Brick and Jack were the ones that influenced Woody on the Madden rating, therefore canceling
the trade. Son named Brick?
Brick. Who's
Brick Johnson?
Brick Johnson's
well, I mean,
a great nickname.
I think that I'm not surprised by Woody Johnson taking his I think he's involving his kids more and more into the business and everything.
It always goes great when they do.
And they're gamers or something.
Yeah.
And they're probably like, Dad, well, Jerry Jeudy's rating is this. If that's the truth. And Diana don't never have no. I love Diana Rossini.
Yeah,
she's very, very good. That's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame.
That's a damn shame if that's.
But if it was going to happen to any organization, it would be the Jets.
It would definitely be the Jets.
Yes.
It would be that guy.
Apparently angered by this rumor.
Yeah.
Released a statement. And you can tell how mad they are.
It's not a rumor. Like, it's a report. They're reporting that this happened in the story that they wrote.
So it is used as a reference point. It's not determinative.
Why?
So they're admitting it.
Why is it used as a reference point?
So they're admitting it.
That's what I'm saying. You just said it's a reference point. So you actually go put that into consideration, what the dude has on Madden. What a dumbass.
Yeah,
it's really sad that an adult would use a misleading anecdote about teenagers to make their father look bad. It's ridiculous.
Because he wears that hat.
It's ridiculous, quite honestly, the idea that this was used to influence the opinion of
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Experienced executives.
That same article made it look like Aaron Rodgers really fought to keep Saleh too.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, maybe let's be a little bit more patient about this.
Yes.
Maybe let's pump the brakes. And Woody Johnson was like, nah, he's got to go.
Because they were Woody didn't hire him. Right. His brother hired him.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Because Woody was the ambassador to UK or something at the time.
You can't be a football owner and a...
Let's just take a quick walk down a side path real quick. So this guy nixed a trade in the NFL because he didn't like the Madden rating of the guy.
Yes.
And he's an ambassador to a foreign country for a government. That makes you feel safe, then.
Yeah, but you can't do both.
From what the foreign country's rating is.
Like, did he have to live over there?
We should send him over.
He had to live over there?
You got to be very familiar with the country. I mean,
let's familiarize him with it. Let's send him back. But not to be an ambassador, though. You can't do that anymore.
Goodness gracious.
That's how we're making decisions. Huh?
His name's Woody, and he wears a funny hat.
Yeah,
he's got a kid named Brick Johnson.
Brick Johnson.
Is Brick his real name?
Brick Johnson. Brick
and Jack Johnson.
Because Jack's a nice name.
Not the singer.
Brick Jack's a nice name.